This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tannis is back with us in the studios for Hello. The market wrap. So last week, exactly a week ago, when FBM KLCI was the worst performer in the region, it was at least slightly positive. It was up 0.05% up for its year-to-date performance. That lasted all but one day. It has since gone back into negative territory. What's the story there now?
So for a while we thought like the FBM KLCI may turn the corner and then make a comeback in the second half of the year. But today, since that one day last week, it's gone back into the red. But much has happened during that time. Among key developments include geopolitical concerns with Iran and the US back in the limelight as well. And there was also the possibility of lower US interest rates at one point, which after Friday's strong jobs data became rather muted. So this was also the reason for the significant fall on Wall Street on Friday, which is spilling over to Asia this week. So as you can see today, it's still struggling to recover. And back home though, bearing in mind that many blue chip stocks have been beaten down, the demand for local stocks is expected to improve. And as also they are turning into an attractive strengthening ringgit value. So they're all becoming an attractive prospect for investors. So we are looking at this resilience, which Bursa Malaysia CEO, Dato' Mohamad Umar Swift, spoke to BFM about. And he sees the long-term strength in the local equities as being important as we go forward to the second quarter of the year.
I think the overall performance of FBM KLCI, you need to look at the total market. Mid-caps have been very strong. The smaller bourse, LEAP market, is double-digit for the year. We can see a lot of liquidity. And we're quite confident as we see the infrastructure projects coming back on. This bodes very well for the economy going forward. Growth for Malaysia is 4.5 forecast at this point in time. We have very strong banking system. We're looking forward to seeing new listings have a greater momentum for the second half of the year, and this bodes well for the market.
So that was Bursa Malaysia CEO Datuk Mohamad Umar Swift. But last week, there was another analyst saying that the weak KLCI performance has more to do with confidence. Is that the word he used?
Yes. Confidence is, you know, in the markets is something like that will take time for a comeback for sure. But remember that when investing, it's always advisable to look at the long-term effect and also to select investment options based on fundamentals. But like Dr. Umar Swift says, he sees the lower line of stocks still showing strength, and the FBM KLCI is only a representation of the top 30 stocks traded on Bursa based on their market cap. So there are nearly 1,000 on the main and ACE markets. So there's still a lot to look forward to.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.